ॐ सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। So is my screen audible?
Ha Mahode, the font size can we increase?
Astu Mahode. So, we started off with our introduction, which is Parichayaha. Mama Nama. Mama Nama ityukte, my name is. And in order to ask the question, we used Bhavataha Namakim, Bhavatyaha Namakim. Bhavataha is generally used for the masculine gender. Bhavatyaha is used for the feminine gender. Right, and the response is the same. Mama Nama Jayantaha, Mama Nama Rama for the Treelinga Shabda. So, in order to identify the words, we kind of saw how these endings of the words are, right? So, aha is generally identified as Pumlinga Shabdaha. So Akarantaha Pumlinga Shabdaha, that is what is Aha is indicating here. And there are definitely exceptions that we saw, and as we go further, we'll also identify this. But the rules are definitely laid out in the grammar in order to identify how these letter endings are actually indicating something as a masculine and a feminine gender. So, aha, vrukshaha. Vrukshaha is akarantaha pumlinga shabda. Akarantaha pumlinga shabda. And we are referring to the word here as vruksha. Vrukshaha is what will be the form of that word. And that is how it will begin. And we'll see as we go that the vibhaktis will be something starting like this. If the akarantaha pumlinga vruksha shabda, the first word would be vrukshaha. Right. Similarly, we have akarantaha napunsaka linga shabdaha. Akarantaha napunsaka linga shabdaha. So pustakam. So the ending here is am. Pustakam. So this is akarantaha napunsaka linga shabdaha. Similarly, for strilinga shabdaha, we saw that we have akarantaha strilinga shabdaha. So rama, balika, so or bala. All these are ending with A as the ending, and this is basically Strilinga Shabdaha. Akarantaha Strilinga Shabdaha. Right? And similarly, there are words that end with E. So, this is again Strilinga Shabdaha. Ekarantaha Strilinga Shabdaha. For example, Nadi. So, Nadi here is ending with E. No Yoga, A Yoga, the Yoga E. This will form as Nadi. Ekarantaha Strilinga Nadi Shabdaha. So this is Strilinga Shabda. So these are the forms generally for Pumlinga, Napunsakalinga, and Strilinga. Astu, so next one is we'll try to identify the word. So Ram Mohan Mahodaya. Ram Mohan Mahodaya. Okay, Ram Mohan Mahodaya not there. Lalita Bhagini. So Lalita Bhagini is also not there. Arun Mahodaya?
Aam Mahodaya.
Mahodaya, can you identify which lingam these words belong to?
Balakaha Akarantaka Pullinga Shabdaha.
Akarantaka. Akarantaka.
Akarantaka Pullinga Shabdaha. बालिका आकारान्तक स्त्रीलिंग शब्दः पुस्तकं नपुंसकलिङ्गः सीता आकारान्तक स्त्रीलिंग शब्दः नलिनी ईकारान्तक स्त्रीलिंग शब्दः वृद्धः अकारान्तक पुल्लिंग शब्दः वृद्धा आकारान्तक स्त्रीलिंग शब्दः
समीचीनं महोदय. अग्रे अभिषेक् महोदय.
नमस्ते महोदय.
नमस्कार महोदय.
तत्रम् अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः आरक्षकः अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः पुष्पम् अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः दूरवाणी इकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः पुरुषः अकारान्त पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः महिला आकारान्त स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः गृहम् अकारान्त नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः.
समीचीनं. प्रेमा भगिनी.
I can't read the sentence yet.
Oh, okay, Bhagini. Astu, chinta mastu. No problem. Sudhindra Mahodaya.
Namaste, Mahodaya.
Namaste, Mahodaya.
Droning. Ikarantaha Sridinga Shabdaha. Phalam. अकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः आसन्दः अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः माला आकारान्तः श्रीलिङ्गशब्दः कूपी.
महोदय एकनिमिषं, लेट् मी म्यूट् अदर्स्, देयर इस् अ बैकग्राउंड नॉइज़.
कूपी ईकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः पुष्पम् अकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः वृक्षः अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः.
समीचीनं महोदय,
धन्यवादः.
अग्रे वीणा भगिनी.
नमस्कारं महोदय. पेटिका आकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः युवती ईकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः युतकम् अकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः स्यूतः अकारान्तः पुल्लिङ्गः शब्दः स्थालिका आकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः मित्रम् अकारान्तः नपुंसकलिङ्गशब्दः वेल्लनी ईकारान्तः स्त्रीलिङ्गशब्दः.
महोदय इन नपुंसक लिंग इज देर आकारांतक एंड एनी अदर or only one?
There are other variants also in Napunsakalingaha. So, these are called as Achshabdaha and Halshabdaha. So, Achshabdaha are basically, as per Maheshwara Sutrani, something that are ending in vowels. And we have Halshabdani, means the ending is Hal. So, these hal, when we are referring to, these are basically the other consonants or the vyanjanani. Wherever the ending is here with respect to hal, then we will have that particular word. So there are definitely words which are hal shabdaha in napunsakalingam, are consonants in pumlingam and strilinga shabda. So it is not necessary that it is always the ending should be like this. There are words that end in different letters as well. But most of the words that we are going to see in our beginning classes will not be variants of the other endings. Majority of the times, we will see words endings only in these letters that we have identified so far for the beginning. But as we go further, as you have asked, yes, there are other variants also. It is not necessary to only be in these particular endings.
Okay. Dhanyavad, Mahode.
Mahode. So, for the other variants, how they are ending, what is happening, the question is, where do we find this, right? So, for this, right, the fundamental way in which Panini Maharshi has come up is basically the formation of these letters. Formation of these letters. And these letters formation, he has given us what is called as a sutra. Sutra is nothing but a kind of an expression which is done in a very short form, right? That is what is a sutra, or probably a rule, right? That is what is a sutra. In grammar, with Panini Maharshi, has what he has done is he has laid out the rules, almost about 4,000 rules are there. But with respect to the formation of these letters, he has found out the fundamental way in which these letters are organized. And it is also easy to see that they are, we see that they are in rhythm. And these rhythmic formation of letters are nothing but Maheshwara Sutrani. And there are 14 sutras with respect to Maheshwara Sutrani. So these 14 rules form the fundamentals, whatever the arrangements are there. These 14 rules are formed. And these 14 rules also we consider in order to identify the ending of these letters. And whatever I told now, Ach. Ach is one Maheshwara Sutrani, or if you have to say, these are nothing but some letters that have been included in Ach. Whatever the endings are, whenever we refer to the endings, and they fall into Ach, right? These are nothing but vowels. Ach are basically the vowels. And then we have Hal. Hal is again referring to the consonants, the ending which are referring to the consonants. So the three lingams that we have discussed, one is the Pumlinga Shabdaha, Trilinga Shabdaha and Napunsakalinga Shabdaha, will definitely have forms or the letter endings in both of these, either in Ach or either in Hal.
Astu Mahode.
Astu, so going further, so far we have only referring to what is this, sahakaha, saka, etatkim, tatkim. These are the various questions that we have seen. And then we referred or we answered saying this is a particular object. So etat pustakam, saha cholaha, saha vrukshaha, saha balakaha, eshaha balakaha. So these are the different ways in which he answered. What is this? Or now, what we'll see is a different way of asking this. Saha cholaha va. We are also specifying the object name while referring to that, right? Is it a blouse? Saha cholaha va. Is it a blouse? So we are asking as if we are asking, is his name Ramesh? Is his name Ganesh? Is his name Martin? So we are asking the name in this way, right? But when we are asking the name and we want to answer, yes, he is Ramesh, he is Ganesh, right? Is she Rama? Yes, she is Rama. So that would be our answer, right? So how do we ask such questions and how do we respond back to such questions? So the word that can be asked for such questions is va. So saha cholaha va. Is he a blouse? Because saha, if we are saying saha here, the word is referenced to with respect to our word again, which is followed, cholaha. Cholaha is pumlinga shabda. So that is why we are using saha here. Right, unlike the way we are speaking in English, if we know the gender of a particular object, then we associate the corresponding pronoun to it. But with respect to Sanskritam, what is happening here is, we are identifying the word, right? The gender of the word becomes more important, and then what needs to be associated with respect to that word or the pronoun is what we are seeing here. So, saha, yeshaha. This is what we are referring to here as the pronoun. And what is the word? Cholaha. Cholaha is the word or the object or the gender of the word is pumlinga. It is masculine. It is masculine. That is why we are using as cholaha. Cholaha va. Is he a cholaha? So that is what is the question. So the previous way we used to ask is saha kaha. Now we are asking with also the answer in it, but it is a question form for it. Saha cholaha va, right? And if you want to say yes, the word that we are going to use is aam. Aam saha cholaha. Saha cholaha va. Aam saha cholaha. Right? Bhavan rameshaha va. Aam aham rameshaha. So we are asking, are you Ramesh? Yes, I am Ramesh. So that is what we are saying with respect to the question. Saha cholaha va. Yes, I am the blouse. Aam saha cholaha, or he is a blouse. Aam saha cholaha. Similarly, saha makaraha va. Makaraha ityukte crocodile. Saha makaraha va. Aam saha makaraha. Is he a crocodile? Yes, he is a crocodile. Saha makaraha va. Aam saha makaraha. Similarly, saha makaraha va. So we are asking, pointing to a light bulb, right? And we are asking, is he a crocodile? Makaraha is yukte crocodile. Now we know this is not a crocodile. This is basically a light bulb. So we will say na. Na means no. Aam means yes. Na. Na saha makaraha na. Na saha makaraha na. No, he is not a crocodile. Saha, then what is he? Saha vidyuddeepaha. Vidyuddeepaha. So he is a electric bulb or a light bulb. Saha vidyuddeepaha. Right? Similarly, again, tat patram va. So now this is a napunsaka linga reference, patram. So that is why we have changed the form and using the pronoun tat. Tat or sarvanama shabdaha. Tat. Tat here we are referring to the object. Tat is becoming tat patram va. Na ta, tat patram na. Tat laddukam. Na tat patram na. Tat laddukam. So na tat patram na means no. That is not a patram. Patram is a letter or some kind of a representation in a paper format. Tat patram va. Na, tat patram na. Tat laddukam. Laddukam is the sweet, right? Laddukam. Or laddu. That is a laddu. Tat patram va. Na, tat patram na tat laddukam. Similarly, we will try to do some of these here. So Prema Bhagini, can you please do this?
Sorry, I'm totally lost today. I cannot follow what you just said before. I'm still trying to understand what's going on.
Okay, Bhagini. So here we had seen the questions previously as Saha Kaha. Saha Kaha, it means who is he? That is the kind of question we had asked previously. Now, we want to ask the same thing. Is he a Cholaha? Or is he a Rameshaha? Is he a Blouse? This is what is the question. Now, we are also having the answer to the word, but we are identifying whether something is the object or not. Right? Saha Cholaha Va. So, we are saying, is it a object or is he a Blouse? Right? So, va here means is it. We are asking it. So, saha cholaha va is the question here. Is he a blouse? Then the answer that is we are giving to this question is am saha cholaha. Yes, he is a blouse. Am means yes, he is a blouse. That is what the answer is. Similarly, we are asking, is he a crocodile? Right? That is the question. So the answer is yes, he is a crocodile. Right? Similarly, is he a crocodile? Saha makaraha va. Na saha makaraha na. So we are saying no, he is not a crocodile. What is it then? He is a electric bulb. Saha vidyut deepaha. Saha vidyut deepaha. So that is what we are identifying here. We are asking the question, is he a blouse? Yes, he is a blouse. Saha cholaha va? Yes, he is a cholaha. Saha makaraha va? Is he a crocodile? Yes, he is a crocodile. So am saha makaraha. Similarly, we are asking, is he a vidyut deepaha? Saha makaraha va? But the question that we have asked is, not that he is a electric bulb, but we are asking instead that is he a crocodile? Saha makaraha va. So, but is the answer that no, it is not a makaraha. So, how do we answer that? Na saha makaraha na saha vidyut deepaha. Saha vidyut deepaha. That is what is the answer here. So, he is not a crocodile. Na saha makaraha na. Saha vidyut deepaha. He is a crocodile. No, he is not a crocodile. Na saha makaraha na. Then who is he? He is an electric bulb. Saha vidyut deepaha. Similarly, we have a question here with respect to napunsakalinga. Tat patram va? No, it is not a patram. Then what is it? It is basically a laddukam. So how do we answer this? Na tat patram na. Tat laddukam. Tat laddukam. So, is it a paper or is it a letter? No, it is not a letter. But what is it? It is a laddukam. Tat laddukam. Similarly, we have here, etat patram va. Patram indicates vessel. We are asking, is it a vessel? And the answer is, am etat patram. Yes, it is a vessel. Am, yes. That is what is am here indicating. Am means yes. And what is it? This is a patram. Yes, this is a patram. Etat patram. So you are asking, is it a vessel? Etat patram va? And the answer that we are giving is am. Yes, this is a patram. Am etat patram. So that is what the answer here is. Similarly, eshaha danda deepaha va. So is this a torch light, danda deepaha ityukta torch light, yeshaha, is this a torch light? So yeshaha danda deepaha va, so we are referring now this as na, yeshaha danda deepaha na, yeshaha karadeepaha, dandadeepah, sorry, this is a torchlight. Dandadeepah is actually something that is hanging onto the wall. Dandadeepah indicates the tube light. Yesha dandadeepah, tube light. No, this is not a tube light. This is a torchlight. Yesha dandadeepah va. So we are asking, is this a tube light? Yesha dandadeepah va. No, this is not a tube light. But what is this? Yesha karadeepah. Yesha means this is a, he is a torch light. This is not, he is not a tube light. So yesha dandadeepah va. So we are asking, is he a tube light? No, he is not a tube light. He is a torch light. So how do we answer this? Na, yesha dandadeepah na. Yesha karadeepah. So this is for pumlinga. Now again, for Trilinga, we are asking, Yesha Lekhaniva, is she a pen? No, she is not a pen. How do we answer this? No, Yesha Lekhanina, Yesha Balika, she is a girl. She is not a pen, she is a girl. No, Yesha Lekhanina, Yesha Balika, she is a girl. So that is what we are answering. We are asking it, is it a pen? Or is she a pen? She is not a pen. She is a girl. So how do we answer this? Na, yesha lekhani na. Yesha balika. Balika ityukte girl. She is a girl. Similarly, we are asking tat phenakam va. So, is that a soap? Tat phenakam va. Yes, this is a soap. Or that is a soap. So how do we answer this? Aam tat phenakam. Tat phenakam va. Aam tat phenakam. Right? We are asking, is that a soap? No, it is not a soap. Or is it a soap? It is a soap. So how do we answer this? Aam tat phenakam. If it is not a soap, how do we answer this? Na tat phenakam na. Right? But since this is a soap, we are going to answer this as yes, that is a soap. Aam tat phenakam. Similarly, we are asking this. Tat phenakam va. Again, we are asking tat phenakam va. The object that is being referred to here is actually a book. But we are asking tat phenakam va. Is this a soap? No, this is not a soap. Tat phenakam na. Na, tat phenakam na. Then what is this? Tat pustakam. That is a book. Tat pustakam. Tat phenakam va. No, it is not a book. It is not a soap. Phenakam means it is not a soap. So tat phenakam na. Then what is this? Tat pustakam. Similarly, yesha balika va. Is she a girl? Yesha balika va. Na, yesha balika na. So we are asking, is she a girl? Right? Is she a girl? That is what we are asking. But what is the answer? It is actually a sugar. So we should first say it is not a girl. So how do we say this? Na, yesha balika na. And then answer it what it is. Yesha sharkara. Na, yesha balika na. Yesha sharkara. That is what our answer here is. So the question was, yesha balika va. Is she a girl? She is not a girl. Na, yesha balika na. What is this? This is actually a sugar. So, yesha sharkara. So, she is sugar. Yesha sharkara. Why are we using yesha? Yesha here is used because the word associated to it is a strilinga shabda. Sharkara is strilinga shabda. So, yesha sharkara. What is balika? Balika here is again strilinga shabda. That is why we are asking, yesha balika va. Na, yesha balika na. Esha balika na. Esha.
Mahoday.
Ah, Mahoday.
Mahoday, can you go back to that phenakam slide? Mahoday, you see, phenakam is written in two forms. Tat phenakam va. Here we are putting a dot and writing it. Other side, we are putting half matra. Phenakam.
Correct.
So, can we use both?
We can use both forms. Again, this is coming from the grammar rules. So, as per grammar rules, So whenever we are having this kind of a consonant that is followed after the anuswara, right? This is what we have as the anuswara, right? Hmm. So here the bindi that is there on this ka is what is we are referring to as anuswara. It is called as anuswara. Now this is followed immediately by a consonant here. Right. So whenever we have this kind of a consonant, we can use anuswara like this. Because here it is at the end, right? We can write this halantam with respect to ma. The halantam ma can be written here.
So but is it wrong if I write a bindu?
It is not wrong, but we can write it in this form where we are having the ma here, the ending word as ma, indicating the object, or it is ending with the makaranta, halantam makaranta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it,
so even the question, even in the question, I can write fenakam with halantakam ma.
Correct, you can write it with respect to the word. But whenever we are having consonant, the ma
following.
Following, right? It is followed. Huh. Whenever we have the following word with respect to consonant, then this form, why are we getting as this form, is we are getting an anuswara here. It is no longer the halantam makaraha. You can write up. So we will see this, why that form is happening in the Panini grammar classes, why this is being written in this form, or why there is a halantam makaram in that case, whenever there is no consonant after it, then we will know. But the root identification here is, with respect to the word here. Because there is nothing following it, following phenakam, it has taken its root form. Where we are seeing that the ending of the word, okay. is basically a halantam.
Okay, okay. Dhanyavad Mahadev.
Also, so, right, so that is what we are asking here. Tat phenakam va is that a so? And we are referring to the answer, or we are responding back to that particular question with an answer. Yes, that is a so. How do we say that? Am tat phenakam. Am tat phenakam. Similarly here, tat phenakam va. So is that a so? Tat phenakam va. We know it is not a soap. So how do we answer that? Na, tat phenakam na. What is that? Tat pustakam. It is a book, right? That is a book, or it is a book. Because that we are saying this is a far away object, that is a book, tat pustakam. Tat phenakam va. Na, tat phenakam na. Tat pustakam. Right? Is that a soap? It is not a soap. It is a book. So how are we asking this? Tat phenakam va. Na, tat phenakam na, tat pustakam. Similarly, esha balika va, na, esha balika na, esha sharkara. So, is she a girl? No, she is not a girl, she is a sugar. Esha balika va, na, esha balika na, esha sharkara. Similarly, esha krushnaha va. So, is he a Krishna? Esha Krishna va. Na, esha Krishna na. So, we are referring, no, he is not a Krishna. Esha Ramaha. He is a Rama. So, esha Ramaha. Esha Krishna va. Is he a Krishna? No, he is not Krishna. He is Rama. Na, esha Krishna na. Esha Rama. He is not Krishna. He is Rama. Saha Vaidyahava. Is he a doctor? That is what we are asking. Saha Vaidyahava. Am Saha Vaidyaha. Yes, he is a doctor. Saha Vaidyahava. Is he a doctor? Yes, he is a doctor. Saha Vaidyahava. Am Saha Vaidyaha.
Sir, teacher, I have a question with regard to this.
Uh-huh.
Suppose the vaidya is a lady, then do we still use the now this is akaranta pumlinga, isn't it?
Correct.
So if we are referring to here, of course it's a man, but what if that were a lady doctor?
Right. So we have vaidyah and vaidya. So certain professions have the forms for the masculine and the feminine, as well. So we will look at that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So vaidyah va. So is he a doctor? Yes, he is a doctor. Am sah vaidyah. So sah vaidyah va. Is he a doctor? Yes, he is
the words we take striling pullinga according to words and not according to gender, correct. Even the vaidyaha is a pumlinga word, so we use saha.
Yes.
Even if it is a lady doctor, if we ask saha vaidyaha, then it will be still pullinga only. The shabda is pullinga.
Right.
Correct.
So that is how we are identifying it. So if some So for example, the reason we are trying to identify like this. For example, in India, what happens is Krishna can be both male and also female. Right. Certain people name the girls also as Krishna. And a certain boys also as Krishna. So what should I use here? Saha Krishna. But when I am seeing that object now, I am seeing the object, because the profession is independent of the gender as well as the name is independent of the gender. Krishna, we know that it is actually a masculine word, Krishna. But what happens in India? In India, you name the male or the boy or the girl as Krishna. So should I use he is a boy, he is a Krishna, or she is a Krishna? This is the dilemma that we'll have.
We can say Krishna is boy, Krishna is girl.
But when we are, right, we can differentiate it like this, right? Because we know that the name Krishna is there as Krishna only. The base form is Krishna, correct?
Huh.
Now, with respect to the profession also, Vaidyaha is actually a doctor. And the word is basically doctor.
It is not male doctor or female doctor, but doctor.
Doctor. Vaidyaha is actually doctor. But I have a male person there. The word is Vaidyaha. Now, if I have to use this, now because it is male, I'll use Vaidyaha. But if it is female, can I use Vaidyaha? That is where I think the kind of differentiation arose, and we have the forms for the profession when we are trying to address with respect to the professions also. Nartakaha, nartaki. So we have somebody who is referring to a gender also as a person, then we are using nartakaha, which becomes the pumlinga shabdaha referring to a pumlinga person or a prudhidyo. The kind of vyaktitvam, the personality that is there, we are referring to. We are also specifying that he is a dancer. Nattakaha is actually dancer when we talk about in English dancer. But dancer, can we differentiate in Sanskritam with respect to the word now? Nattakaha, nattaki. Now that gives an indication that whenever I am using nattakaha, for example, in the context, this is where Sanskrit is also very much context oriented with respect to the words also, right? So nartakaha, the moment you use nartakaha, whether I should use saha or sa, it becomes clear. That distinction is what is available in Sanskrit. Now I am referring doctor. Is it he is a doctor, she is a doctor? Is the question now. It has again leads us to a question. It doesn't answer that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This is where that is where it helps us in identifying, should I use saha or sa? No. Vaidyah was given to me. Now, Vaidyah was given to me. What will I use? Hmm. Now you will know. It is Saha. I give Vaidyah. So now you know. It is Saha. I should not. I am not even giving you whether it is Saha or Saha. But because I am giving the, you the word, you know what to be associated it with. Okay. He is talking. That is where the shlokas or the sutras are also give us to probably give us lot of interpretations, because the reason why Sanskrit becomes beautiful is if you take a shloka can be interpreted as and when we read it, especially for a subject like Bhagavad Gita. The reason it becomes beautiful is because of this. The context in which it is said should not be lost, or the state in which the person was explaining something to another person is totally different. And that is where we see the beauty of Sanskrit, the way it is kind of understood, right? When I say Vaidyaha, now I do not use Saha or Yeshaha when I am trying to form the sentence here. I give only Vaidyaha in the sentence. And now we know that because the form is Pumlinga, probably the expressor or whoever wanted to convey some meaning, he has used Vaidyaha, indicating that this is actually referred to some kind of a gender. And can I use Sa here? The logic says you cannot use Sa, you can use Sa.
Okay.
That is where we are trying to identify this. With respect to professions also, we will definitely come across in our sessions, in these Bhasha Varga sessions only, where we will see that that the differentiation with respect to the end object also, the end gender also, how the words are different. As I said, Nartakaha, Shikshakaha, Shikshika. So Shikshakaha is teacher, Shikshika is again a teacher. But when I say Shikshakaha, here it is basically the male version of it. The word is also Pumlinga, and also the object that we are identifying is Pumlinga. Shikshika. Shikshika, when I am referring to Shikshika, now the word is definitely Strilinga Shabda. And the object that I am also trying to identify is basically a Strilinga Shabda. Can I use Shikshika for a male? That becomes very cross, right? But if I have Shikshakaha, right? Similarly, when we know Shikshakaha, and there is a form as Shikshika, then probably we'll start identifying the object with respect to that word also. So the root form, the root form is different again. The way we are associating it with respect to the gender is different. Vruksha is the root form for Vrukshaha. Now that is where we try to identify the root forms. Once we know the root, how to associate it, whether the... Again, there will be a question. This has a lot of questions. Mahoday, your question is very good. Again, again we'll get into a question that how to associate. When I know the root form, right? Once we know the root form of a word, how do we end it, or how do we associate with respect to Pumlinga or Strilinga? Whether Strilinga can exist or not for this root form, whether Pumlinga can exist for this root form. So that is where this Panini Maharshi's Vyakarana comes, or Ashtadhyayi, which comes into picture, where the rules are laid out, 4000 sutras are laid out, around 4000 sutras are laid out, in order to identify this distinction. So whatever is we are trying to identify, whether this word exists or not, can we associate this word exists or not, so that is where people say that we have to refer back to the original science of it, which is basically the Shastra. So we have to go to Ashtadhyayi. Now if we are not able to find the answer, for example, there are new words that are coming. We have some modern letters and we want to identify modern words, and we want to identify with respect to what is that word. Then we have to go to the scholars to see, the scholars would say whether this word is existent or not existent. That is how we are trying to identify the words here, Mahodaya.
Okay, Dhanyavad Mahodaya, Dhanyavad.
Mahodaya? So, this is where, Mahodaya, this is where the other aspect also, there are just to give an idea that some of the scholars also try to debate it over with respect to the language identification, because there are a lot of references with respect to Sanskrit, and there are a lot of commentaries that have been given with respect to the Ashtadhyayi also. So with respect, we take this commentary and then the commentaries are identified with respect to a rule whether this word should be used in this form or not, and then whatever the scholar says, whether we can use this or not, or the group of scholars who give us these details, we will follow that. Dhanyavad
Mahode, dhanyavad.
Aam Mahode. So, Astu Mahode, I was also learning this and how they are trying to do this, and this is where the commentaries are helpful. The commentaries with respect to the grammar. So any other questions here? As to even why it is called as Saha, or why this is called as a pronoun is described in detail. There is a sutra also for this. Why are we referring to these words in this form? So this has been described in detail with respect to the grammar's rules, and those rules are found out in Ashtadhyayi. Astu. So etat vyajanam va. So vyajanam here is fan. Na tat vyanjanam is actually consonant. Vyajanam is actually fan. So etat vyanjanam va. Etat vyanjanam na. Vyanjanam is what we have seen in our letters. Etat or etat. So there is a slight confusion in the slide. We are using etat vyanjanam va, but again the answer is given as tat. This should have been etat, so we will modify this. Etat vyanjanam va na tat vyanjanam na tat vyajanam. Vyajanam ityukte fan, vyanjanam ityukte something that is there as the letter, which is basically a consonant in Sanskrit. That is what is vyanjanam. Similarly, urukam, etat urukam va. Aam etat urukam. Urukam ityukte pant. Etat urukam va. Urukam ityukte trousers or pants. Aam etat urukam. Similarly, esha kartari va. Kartari ityukte scissors. Esha kartari va. Na esha kartari na. No, she is not a scissor. She is a lepana pattika. Esha lepana pattika. So she is a cello tape, right? Something that is used for sticking something onto our object. Esha lepana pattika. Esha trichakrika va. Trichakrika ityukte three tired vehicle or three tired something. So trichakrika. Is this a trichakrika? Na esha trichakrika na. Esha dvichakrika. So this is a two wheeler, right? Dvichakrika. It is not a vahanam though, but we have to ride it. So this is a vehicle which is having two wheels, not even a vehicle, but something that has two wheels. Dvichakrika. Esha dvichakrika. Na esha trichakrika na esha dvichakrika. Astu. Similarly, phalam asti. So is there a fruit? whether it is present or not present. So something that is present, we say asti, phalam asti. If it is not present, nasti. Phalam asti, phalam nasti. So asti indicates present, nasti indicates it is not present. Phalam asti, phalam is present, phalam nasti, phalam is not present. Similarly, shulika, shulika indicates it is basically a fork. Shulika asti, shulika is present. Then similarly, chamasaha, chamasaha, is it present? Chamasaha asti, spoon is present. Churika, knife is present. Churika asti. So how do we say this? Asti means present. If it is not present, we say nasti. Churika asti. Similarly, plate is present. Sthalika asti. Plate is present. Chashakaha nasti. Chashakaha ityukte glass. Chashakaha nasti. Mayuraha nasti. Peacock is not available. Mayuraha nasti. Similarly, shila asti va. Shila asti. Right? Shila asti. Am. Shila asti. Shila asti va means is there, is stone present? Yes, stone is present. So the question here is stone present? We are asking shila asti va. Yes, stone is present. Yes, shila asti. Am. Shila is present or the stone is present. Okay, asti, nasti. Asti means present, nasti means not present. Kunchika asti va. What is kunchika? Key. Right? Kunchika means key. Kunchika asti va. Yes, the key is present. Am, kunchika asti. Kunchika asti va. Am, the key is present. Parantu talaha nasti. So another word that we are using here is parantu. Parantu means but. Talaha. Talaha means lock. Lock is not present. Key is present, but lock is not present. Kunchika asti va. Aam. Kunchika asti. Parantu talaha nasti. Parantu means but the lock is not present. Key is present, but the lock is not present. Similarly, there is another word. Vastutaha. Vastutaha means in fact or in reality or indeed. Right? So, Duravani asti va. So, this is Duravani means telephone. Am Duravani asti. So, this is a telephone which we are saying as a phone. Yes, the phone is present. Is the phone present? Is the question. How do we ask this? Duravani asti va. And we want to answer. Yes, it is present. The phone is present. Am Duravani asti. So the question is Duravani asti va. And the answer is Am Duravani asti. So similarly, Duravani asti va. Am Duravani asti. So this is, we are saying phone is present. But this is a mobile phone, so we are going to use the word vastutaha. This is a phone, you are right. In fact, this is a mobile phone, right? This is a phone. Yes, this is a phone, but in fact, this is a mobile phone. We want to say in this way. How do we say this? Duravani asti va will become the question. The answer is aam. Duravani asti. Yes, the phone is present. Vastutaha. Jangama Duravani asti. In fact, this is a mobile phone. Vastutaha. In fact, Jangama Duravani asti. So, this is a mobile phone. In fact, this is a mobile phone. This is a phone. In fact, this is a mobile phone. So, how are we going to construct this? This is Aam Duravani asti. Vastutaha Jangama Duravani asti. This is a phone. In fact, this is a mobile phone. So this is how we are going to use this. So in this class, we have seen various questions, right? One is va. Va indicates whether something is present. We want to ask is saha makaraha va. So this is kind of is this a crocodile? Is he a crocodile? Saha makaraha va. Right? We want to ask it, right? So that is what we are saying. Saha makaraha. Is he a crocodile? Yes. he is a crocodile. So we want to say yes. How are we going to use this? Aam. Aam is the word that we are going to say as yes. And he is a crocodile. Saha makaraha. Similarly, we are asking, saha makaraha va, pointing to a electric bulb or a light bulb. We are saying, saha makaraha va. We know when we point to an electric bulb or a light bulb, we say it is not a light bulb. It is not a crocodile. Makaraha indicates crocodile. Na, saha makarahana. No, he is not a crocodile. Then what is it? Saha vidyut deepaha. He is a light bulb. Saha vidyut deepaha. Similarly, tat patram va. Tat patram indicates is that a letter? Tat patram va. Na, tat patram na. No, he is not a letter. Then what is it? It is basically a laddukam, tat laddukam. Tat here is basically a napunsakalingam. Patram is a napunsakalingam. Laddukam here is a napunsakalingam. Tat patram va na, tat patram na. Then what is it? Tat laddukam. No, it is not a patram, it is a laddukam. So how do we say this? Na, tat patram na, tat laddukam. Similarly, we want to ask whether it is a patram, whether it is a vessel. Etat patram va, whether it is a vessel, is that a vessel? Etat patram va, that is the question. And how do we answer this? Aam, etat patram. Yes, it is a vessel. Yes, this is a vessel. Right? Aam, etat patram. Again, is he a dandadeepaha? Dandadeepaha is that particular tube light that is hanged on a wall. Dandadeepaha. Yeshaha dandadeepaha va. Na, yeshaha dandadeepaha na. So we are saying this is not a tube light. Na, yeshaha dandadeepaha na. Then what is this? Yeshaha karadeepaha. Right, yeshaha torch light. Yeshaha karadeepaha. Karadeepaha. So karadeepaha, yeshaha karadeepaha. Karadeepaha ityukte torch light. Similarly, yesha lekhani va. So is she a pen? Yesha lekhani va. Na, yesha lekhani na. She is not a girl. No, she is not a girl. We want to say this. So how do we say this? Na, yesha lekhani na. Right? So yesha balika. So what is she or who is she? She is a girl. Yesha balika. So lekhani here is a pen. So no, she is not a pen. She is a girl. Na, esha lekhani na, she is a girl. Esha balika. Similarly, we want to ask, is that a soap? Tat phenakam va. Right? Tat phenakam va. We want to say in the positive, yes, it is a soap. So how do we say this? Aam tat phenakam. Aam tat phenakam. Tat phenakam va. We are pointing to a book and asking, is that a soap? Right? Is that a soap? Tat phenakam va. Na, tat phenakam na. No, that is not a soap. Then what is that? That's a book. So how do we say that? Tat pustakam. Na, tat phenakam na, tat pustakam. Esha balika va. Is she a girl? Esha balika va. Na, esha balika na. So she is not a girl. No, she is not a girl. Na, esha balika na. Esha sharkara. She is not a girl. She is a sugar. Esha sharkara. Similarly, we are pointing to this particular person and asking, esha krushnaha va. Esha krushnaha va. So we are asking whether this is basically a Krishna, right? No, he is not Krishna. Who is he? Who is he? He is a Rama. He is Rama. So how do we say this and ask this? Yeshaha Krishna va? Is he Krishna? No, he is not Krishna. He is Rama. Na, yeshaha Krishna na. Yeshaha Rama. So no, he is not Krishna is na. Yeshaha Krishna na. He is Rama. how do we say it? Yeshah Ramah. Similarly, sa vaid, not sa, saha, saha vaidyah va. Is he a doctor? Saha vaidyah va. Yes, he is a doctor. Am saha vaidyah. Saha vaidyah va. Am saha vaidyah. Is he a doctor? Yes, he is a doctor. Saha vaidyah va. Am saha vaidyah. Etat vyanjanam va. Vyanjanam ityukte consonant. Etat vyanjanam va. Is that a consonant? No, that is not a consonant. No, tat vyanjanam na. Tat vyajanam. Tat vyajanam. That is a fan. Similarly, etat urukam va. Is this a trouser or a pant? Yes, this is a trouser or a pant. Am etat urukam. Right? Etat urukam va. Is that a trouser or is this a trouser? Yes, this is a trouser. Am etat urukam. Similarly, esha kartari va. Is she a scissor? Esha kartari va. No, esha kartari na. No, she is not a scissor. Esha lepana pattika. She is a cello tape or a sticker tape. Right? That is esha lepana pattika. Esha trichakrika va. Is she a three-wheeler? No, she is not a three-wheeler. Na, esha trichakrika na. She is a two-wheeler. Esha dvichakrika. Similarly, asti and nasti. We have seen asti means present. Nasti means not present. Phalam asti. Fruit is present. Phalam nasti. Fruit is not present. Phalam asti means fruit is present. Phalam nasti means fruit is not present. Similarly, this is present, we want to say. So, shulika asti. Shulika asti. This is present. This is spoon. Spoon is present. Chamasaha asti. Knife is present. Churika asti. Plate is present. Thalika asti. Right? Chashakaha nasti. Chashakaha ityukte glass. Is glass present? It is not present. That is why chashakaha nasti. Chashakaha is, glass is not present. So chashakaha nasti. Mayuraha nasti. Peacock is not present. So mayuraha nasti. Next word that we got introduced to was but. But indicates parantu. Parantu means but. So, here there are two objects. One is a stone, the other one is a key. Right? So, Shila asti va. Shila is present. How do we say Shila is present? Am. Shila asti. Shila asti va means is the stone present or is it available here? Shila asti va. Am. Shila asti. Similarly, Kunchika asti va. Kunchika here is the key. Is the key present? Am kunchika asti. Yes, the key is present. Then we are saying, parantu talaha nasti. Talaha ityukte, the lock is not present. Parantu, but the lock is not present. Parantu talaha nasti. Asto? That is the other word. Parantu means but. Similarly, vastutaha. Vastutaha means indeed or in fact, right? In reality, that is what is the usage, vastutaha. So, duravani astiva. So, this is a phone, we know. We are asking, is this a phone? Duravani astiva. That is what is duravani astiva means. Is this a phone? Now, we want to say, this is a phone. Yes, this is a phone. How do we say this? Aam, duravani asti. Right? But we want to add that in fact this is a mobile phone. This is a phone, but in fact this is a mobile phone. We want to add that sentence also. How do we add this? Aam duravani asti vastutaha जङ्गमदूरवाणी अस्ति. जङ्गमदूरवाणी अस्ति इण्डिकेट् दट् दिस् इस् अ मोबैल् फोन् दट् इस् प्रसेण्ट् बट् इन् फ्याक्ट् दिस् इस् अ मोबैल् फोन् रैट्. सो आम् दूरवाणी अस्ति, वस्तुतः जङ्गमदूरवाणी अस्ति. अस्तु, सो एनी क्वश्चन् हियर्?
नो महोदय, आल् क्लियर्.
अस्तु, सो दीस् आर् द वर्ड्स्. सो वी विल् रिवैस् दीस् अगेन्. वी विल् ट्रै टु फार्म्स् अण्ड् सेण्टेन्सस् आल्सो. सो ऐ वुड् रिक्वेस्ट् यू टु गो थ्रू दिस् फार् दिस् वीक् अण्ड् कम् अप् वित् अट्लीस्ट् फैव् सेण्टेन्सस् यूसिङ्ग् वस्तुतः, परन्तु, अस्ति, नास्ति. Each of these words come up with 5 sentences as part of your homework, and we will discuss those 5 sentences, or you please explain those 5 sentences in the next class. Astu?
Jayanti ji, I have a question.
Am mohode.
You know, like the email that you sent in the last couple of days, do you mind send this PowerPoint as well as last week's PowerPoint? Because I think in the attachment, you were attaching to the PowerPoint from 2 weeks ago.
Okay, let me check that, Bhagini. So, is it available here? So, this is our website. Okay, this is not open. I am trying to present the link. If it is not available, let me see if something got missed, but I am presenting the list. Let me check my email also.
Okay, where can we find this website?
In the email itself. So what I'll do is, in the class, there are two emails that I am sending. One is a reminder email that comes almost about 24 hours ahead of our schedule. So which is basically a reminder email that does not contain the link to our class. So after the class, there is another email that is sent out which contains this website's link and also the, let me get to that if it is available. Just give me a minute. I'll show that as well.
No, I think the audio file is okay, but it's a PowerPoint file. The separate PowerPoint file, it was 2 weeks old. If you can send the last week's PowerPoint or the link to last week's PowerPoint and this week's PowerPoint, it will be very helpful.
Astu Bhagini. Let me check if I have missed something, but I am also trying to show the link here so that if I have understood you correctly. So, yeah, are you referring to this website?
This is my first time seeing this website. I was looking at the attachment you sent in your email.
Astu Bhagini. So in the email that I sent, right, so let me also open my email. Let me show you what I am trying to do every week so that, you know, this is helpful for all the participants if they are missing the presentation. So there are two this is one email that I send after our class. This is the format of our class email, Bhagini. So you see this, right?
Yes.
So this will come after our class. So generally I send it after our class, probably after 24 hours. So this is okay. So here you will see the class recording section. So if you click on this, this will redirect to one web page like this.
Okay,
Bhagini. Here you find our video recordings and also our audio recordings. So for each class, they are uploaded here.
Okay,
Bhagini.
And then what I am attaching in the email is probably this particular book that we will also use. This will be called as Abhyasa Pustakam. This is one book that we will use as a PDF.
Okay, okay. Okay.
And then you will see here slide 1, slide 2, slide 3. For that respective class, whatever we discussed, those will be available. You need to click them here. If
okay.
You click them, okay, Bhagini, so you will see here the first class, second class, and the third class.
Okay, okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
This is for our session 1, group 11. Our group is called as group 11, session 1, Bhagini.
Okay.
So you will be able to get this. So whatever I send as an email, you need to open this website. The slide is not attached here. You would have to open this.
Okay, thank you.
And also, Bhagini, one more thing that might be helpful for you. Somebody who is not available, who is not gone through the Sanskrit font or the script, you can use this website, Bhagini. This is also available. So, this will be helpful in order to know how to pronounce the word. If you play this, right, it will show how to pronounce it also and how to write it. So, if you click this, Astu Bhagini, so this is very helpful for beginners. And you click this, you say write one, it will also show how to write it, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
Bhagini? Okay, Bhagini. So, please note this website. This will be in our email. What I am going to plan is, I'll also create a WhatsApp group for our group members. So, I will send that WhatsApp group in this link here. I will share that WhatsApp group in this particular email that I'll send today. And you will also be able to see this.
Thank you.
Mahoday, can you repeat today's homework? What did you say? The five words?
Yes. Yes. So we had seen asti, nasti, parantu, and also we had seen
vastutaha.
Vastutaha. Right? These are the words that we have seen today. So I would request you to come up with five sentences for each of these words.
Okay, Dhanyavaad.
That will be our homework for this week. Please go through this slide. I will send out this slide in our email, which will point you out to this particular link that you see here. This is what our class link is. All the recordings and the slides will be available here. Okay, and also with this email, I'll send out the WhatsApp group so that any questions within the class to class during that week that we'll have, you may clarify in that WhatsApp group also. Okay, that is what will be for this week. So any other questions?
Can we read just now what you taught? Just a revision like?
Astu Bhagini. So you want to revise? Sure. Okay, Bhagini.
Yeah.
Let me try to share my screen again.
Also, this Geetam song, I couldn't find in any mail.
Yes, Bhagini. So this is actually present as a link. We will revise this because I wanted to sing this, but I was afraid if people will run away. But one thing is, so that's why I'm not revising this. I would request, this is a very beautiful song. This song talks about how easy Sanskrit is. Why is it so
it talks about the beauty of the Sanskrit. What it says is
this audio link is in mail.
Yes, Bhagini. So if you go to this slide, right? Any slide,
I see.
It will be here, Bhagini. If you click on this.
Okay.
So, Bhagini, so please try to listen to this song also. It is present in all our presentations.
Definitely.
Okay, Bhagini. We will revise our session today. Astu. So, can you please start, Bhagini?
Yeah, sure. Saha cholaha va. Aam, saha cholaha. Saha makaraha va. Aam, saha makaraha. सः मकरः वा न सः मकरः न सः विद्युद्दीपः तत् पत्रं वा न तत् पत्रं न तत् लड्डुकम् एतत् पात्रं वा आम् एतत् पात्रम् एषः दण्डदीपः वा न एषः दण्डदीपः न एषः करदीपः एषा लेखिनी वा न एषा लेखिनी न एषा बालिका तत् सेनकं वा आम् तत् सेनकम् तत् सेनकं वा न तत् सेनकं न तत् पुस्तकम् एषा बालिका वा न एषा बालिका न एषा शर्करा एषः कृष्णः वा न एषः कृष्णः न एषः रामः हियर् वी केन् यूस् परन्तु
हा यस् भगिनि एषः कृष्णः न
परन्तु एषः रामः
रामः हा भगिनि
ओके सः वैद्यः वा आम् सः वैद्यः एतत् व्यञ्जनं वा न तत् व्यञ्जनं न तत् व्यजनम् एतत् ऊरुकं वा ऊरुकं वा आम् एतत् ऊरुकम् एषा कर्तरी वा न एषा कर्तरी न एषा लेपनपट्टिका एषा त्रिचक्रिका वा न एषा त्रिचक्रिका न एषा द्विचक्रिका फलम् अस्ति फलं नास्ति शूलिका अस्ति चमसः अस्ति छुरिका अस्ति प्लेट् स्थालिका अस्ति चषकः नास्ति मयूरः नास्ति शिला अस्ति वा आम् शिला अस्ति ओके कुञ्चिका अस्ति वा आम् कुञ्चिका अस्ति परन्तु तालः नास्ति दूरवाणी अस्ति वा? आम् दूरवाणी अस्ति, पर वस्तुतः जङ्गमदूरवाणी अस्ति.
समीचीनं भगिनि, बहु समीचीनं.
थैंक यू, धन्यवादः महोदय.
धन्यवादः भगिनि. So please try to practice these words and try to form your own sentences. Now, how do you form these sentences? Is refer to, if you are not able to find the words, please refer to the previous slides. We have already gone through some objects and names of some professions and also some people, right? So try to use those words on, and try to form 5 sentences for each of these words. Vastutah, parantu, asti, nasti, va.
Va, okay.
So,
okay, thank you.
That will be the homework. And there is another song for listening to, or how do we get these vowels and consonants, that is there in this slide, Varnamala Geetam. The link for it you will be able to find here. Listen to this song as well. This is essentially talking about the various words, the various letters with respect to Sanskrit, that is available here. Okay, there are two links.
Audio is there?
Video is also there, Bhagini. So if you this will point to this YouTube link. So this is the Geetam.
Okay.
Asma?
धन्यवादः महोदय.
आं भगिनि, सो वी विल् एण्ड् द क्लास् वित् द शान्तिमन्त्रम्. ॐ सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः, सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः, सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु, मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग्भवेत्. ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. अस्तु, सर्वेभ्यः धन्यवादः, पुनः मिलामः अग्रे सप्ताहे.
धन्यवादः,
धन्यवादः महोदय.
धन्यवादः,
थैंक यू,
धन्यवादः भगिनी.
धन्यवादः महोदय.